Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, another day, another set of rumours, but this one is ridiculous. Both massive stories. We're going to do another one. We're going to do another follow-up news video very, very soon. Because Industry Insider, he's called Moore's Law is Dead, just did a very recent podcast called Broken Silicon, where he's just firing off the leaks left, right, and centre, especially with the Video Game Awards being just around the corner. And this dude is the guy that confirmed God of War 2, God of War Ragnarok, before it happened, alongside various other things that he's sort of weighed in on over the years. But to massive stories, the first of which is that the Metal Gear Solid remake is going ahead, or has been going ahead for the last 3 years. Apparently Blue Point have been working on this for the last 3 years, alongside Demon's Souls, and the reason that we haven't seen anything is because Sony are quite comfortable with their current exclusivity library, and they don't want to, you know, put too much out while they're still sort of sorting out the various stock problems and things like that with the PS5. But one of the biggest, you know, things is obviously that it's been in development for 3 years. It's about to drop. And so there's a little bit more with this. One thing is, obviously the overall thing is the fact that it is real, but in that same podcast he mentions that the Metal Gear remake has had big design choices applied to it, it has a whole new game engine, and that it's got Metal Gear Solid 5 style controls, which I think I don't have a problem going back to the original Metal Gear Solid, but a lot of people, in terms of controls, like the idea of the, I mean, what do you think of all that stuff anyway, the idea that they're completely overhauling it?
Scott Tilford, I have a lot of thoughts, and most of them are kind of conflicting, because me and Ben Roy actually, we covered a similar Metal Gear Solid remake rumour that was going around about 2 months ago, but that didn't have the details here about it being 3 years in development, about it using this new engine. And so on the one hand, I'm like, yeah, of course, Metal Gear Solid remake, that's like a no-brainer. The fact that it hasn't even been remastered in any form is kind of crazy, at least for consoles. So I always felt like this was going to be something that Sony especially got round to, considering how it attached to the original PlayStation that Metal Gear Solid game is. However, the interesting thing, of course, is that they're going to use Metal Gear Solid 5's, you know, at least gameplay style, game engine, the Fox engine or something similar. And
It just says MGS5 controls, so I'm thinking it could be. I think the Fox engine is still owned by Konami. I just assumed it was literally the control scheme.
Right, okay, interesting. Even if they do go down the same control scheme as MGS5, or try to mimic, you know, like the mechanics of that game, like, on the one hand, cool, because MGS5 plays incredibly well. You can take a lot of cues from that game, even if you don't use the exact engine. On the other hand, part of me deep down doesn't know how that fits the original style of the original Metal Gear Solid, because going back to that thing like last year, I still think it holds up really well, the sort of isometric, you know, top-down kind of... it plays like a 2D game, essentially. For the most part, you're watching the little map in the top right corner, and you were looking at it from this top-down perspective, and it's quite slow. It's quite basic in terms of the amount of inputs that you actually have in the sort of weapons and items at your disposal, but I don't think that makes it a bad game. And I wonder whether if you go down the MGS5 route and take its control scheme, you perhaps lose some of the simplicity of the first that made it so memorable and made it so engaging. Because for me, the first game's almost like a survival horror experience. Like, again, going back to it, like, that thing is scary as hell. It's atmospheric as hell. And I kind of worry if you make it more of this gameplay loop, action-focused title where you can pull off headshots without a bother, you lose a little bit of that feeling of unease or dread, maybe. I don't know. I'm still looking forward to it. I'm just spitballing out loud.
No, it's the same thing for me, because Metal Gear Solid is the PS1 one is my favorite game of all time, like by a landslide. And I've literally finished it like 26 times. I remember looking at the little count thing when I was a child going like, I've just done another one, Mum. And it was great. So I love Metal Gear Solid. But the thing is, if you make it, like you said, I'm assuming that they're just changing the control scheme. So you're not firing with square, you're not sort of doing L1, R1 to sort of like quick equip different weapons. I assume that they'll, refine that side of it. If they do anything in regards to the overall pace, I think you'll blast through that game in like 5 hours or something, because once you know that game inside out, like it doesn't take that long to get through, even though you might in your mind think that something like the Shadow Moses infiltration takes a while because it's the first time we saw that. Maybe if you played it when you were younger, that's only a couple of areas at the beginning. Like, you'll be able to get through that so much faster if they have amended the engine and put the control scheme in, and if that's even close to the way, because Metal Gear 5 is like super, I kind of think of it as arcadey, like it's quite snappy and get around really quickly. And I think that you would just blast. I mean, one of the reasons that Metal Gear Solid takes quite a while to get through, at least the first time, is the cutscenes, is the story. It's that, like you said, it's that sort of slow burn reveal stuff at the beginning, and then all the grey fox in the corridor and all the horror elements, and you're taking your time and everything else. So I'm curious about all that stuff. Apparently, one of the other part of this news thing is that they are delaying it, or they're waiting until late 2021 to release it. And in the podcast, he sort of goes into all the other releases they have across 2021. Gran Turismo 7, Horizon, Returnal, everything else, and then says that the Metal Gear Solid remake would come towards the end of the year to try and literally, his words, carpet bomb the launch of Halo Infinite, because they have so many exclusives lined up, and they want to have enough stuff to put out there when Xbox are finally playing their big exclusive card. Apparently it's there waiting until next year, and it'll be late 2021 when we finally get this, but because it's been in development for 3+ years, I guess, it's kind of a dead cert. It seems like it's happening.
That would be a good triple punch, because Horizon Forbidden West, yes, got that one right. Yes. I always get it mixed Forbidden up with Frozen Wilds and Forbidden, yes. And that's allegedly slated for the second half of 2021 alongside God of War. So if you get those two games and then the Metal Gear remake, like that's such a strong four lineup, like no matter whether it's a remake or not. And I do think it's quite smart that they haven't announced it now, because I think if you look at the slate that they do have now, you might get people going, well, we've just had Demon's Souls as a launch game. That was a PlayStation 3 game, and now you're getting Metal Gear Solid as well. Maybe they're focusing too much on the past and not bringing anything new, but if you space it out a year and don't announce it until, the start of next year, maybe mid-next year, or at the Game Awards this year even, enough time has passed where people will understand that there's stuff to support it, and it's not just Sony kind of banking on their older games or making the PlayStation 5 the best way to play previous PlayStation games, if that makes sense. And the idea of kind of carpet bombing Halo Infinite's release, it kind of sounds like the old sort of console war thing that I don't necessarily fully buy into, but it's a great way to kind of overshadow the biggest release that Microsoft has. That's assuming, of course, that Halo Infinite does release late like next year and isn't delayed indefinitely again until like 2025 on the Xbox and Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, obviously on the Microsoft side, on the Xbox side, like, that is the one big exclusive. Like, we know that there's another Fable coming. We know that they're rebooting, sort of reimagining Forza, whatever the next sort of iteration of Forza is going to be. Like, they do have these big things to come. But Halo Infinite is one of the only ones scheduled for 2021. One thing that he talks about is that Bluepoint do have a history with Metal Gear Solid. Like, they put together the Metal Gear Solid HD collection. But their sort of technique on the inside, when they did Demon's Souls and when they sort of approached these remakes, is to port the old games, geometry, the wire meshes, the old literal level designs, bring them across and then start, sort of improving them and doing whatever. Is there anything that you would change about the original Metal Gear, or do you want a Demon's Souls style overhaul? Like, for me, I would take a total visual overhaul. I don't know what they're going to do with the voice acting as well, though, because I wonder if those original recordings are even up to snuff, like if you can
master
them in such a way.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think for me, I'd like it. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, just super quickly, like when Twin Snakes came out, I hated that because I didn't like how anime and manga and like over the top they made it, and I love anime and manga, but for me, Metal Gear Solid back then was this more sort of, it was more of an East meets West thing, it was more grounded, and I didn't want it to be Solid Snake backflipping on top of a missile in midair. I just liked it more grounded.
Very good.
And so I don't, even though, and in regards to Twin Snakes, when they redid all the dialogue, I hated it because, like I said, I've played the original so much, I knew all the inflections, I knew all the line deliveries, and I didn't want that exact same script said in a different way. So if they've got the cast back to redo the lines again, I don't know where I'm going to sit on that.
I think the fact that the Twin Snakes does exist kind of bodes well for this particular remake, because the fact that, you know, Metal Gear Solid fans like yourself really didn't take to that at all. They didn't like the changes in the performance. They didn't like the new cutscenes that were way more over the top than the original, way more in line with, like, Metal Gear Solid 4's cutscenes than anything else. So I think that's a quite a good blue point of, very good, again, another pun there, quite a good blue point of what Blue Point shouldn't do with their remake. And I think with Demon's Souls recently coming out, they've kind of proven that they can build something from the ground up that is, you know, essentially all of their own work influenced by something else, like you said, taking the geometry, but redoing the animations, re-recording the voice lines, while staying incredibly truthful and authentic to the original source material. So I'd want them to kind of like go down that style. And if they did have to re-record the lines, which, let's face it, they probably will have to, just because the original masters might be difficult to find, or they might not be up to snuff with the new way they sort of plot the scenes, I have enough faith in them that they'll retain the essence of what made the original performances so good, and wouldn't, you know, add in their own flourishes or completely change the direction of a scene. They seem to be just, I don't know, man, like, I'm loving Demon's Souls, and even though I don't have that much fondness for the original, by all accounts, it seems like they've done a great job for the most part of just staying true to what made the original so good whilst updating it, whilst adding this graphical overhaul. Even the fact that they've changed the animations but kept the same flow and rhythm of the weapons is like the best of both worlds. It gives you something new and updated while not completely sacrificing, you know, the game feel of the original game. And I'm just hoping they kind of nail that same balance, which is incredibly difficult to do, as the Twin Snakes proves with this Metal Gear Solid remake.
And like, I mean, in regards to like what Metal Gear Solid means, like, it is one of those massive tentpole PlayStation releases. Like, there's an Easter egg for it in Astro's playroom, and they said as in part of this, you know, the quotes that he sort of got from his various insiders or his sources that are sort of close to this, that they've been sitting on it for the 3+ years. They're sitting on it right now, waiting for the announcement, because they don't want to mess it up. They want to make sure that they get everything right, that it is this big important release, that if they sort of, you know, put a foot wrong, it'll kind of, you know, it'll be remembered. But I think that their track record is pretty good. Like, obviously, Shadow of the Colossus, Demon's Souls, like, they're both like this next level, like, attempt at a remake or execution on a remake. And it's something that I live in fear, because I just, Twin Snakes was just so weird. And I don't know if you can recapture the magic of the original Metal Gear again. It was just such a seismic moment for gaming. But Blue Point are definitely the best studio for it. So yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a Metal Gear Solid remake being handled by Blue Point Games. And what would you change? What would you keep the same? And what do you think of the information out there right now? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.